The reading today is taken from Colossians 2, verse 1 to 15. I want you to know how hard I am contending for you, and for those at Laodicea, and for all who have not met me personally. My goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures and wisdom and knowledge. I tell you this, that no one may deceive you by fine-sounding arguments. For though I am absent from you in body, I am present with you in spirit, and delight to see how disciplined you are, and how firm your faith in Christ is. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world rather than on Christ. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and in Christ you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. In him you are also circumcised with circumcision not performed by human hands. Your whole self, ruled by the flesh, was put off when you were circumcised by Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through your faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having cancelled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. This is the word of the Lord.
Morning. Let's pray. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for new life in Christ. Help us to own this for ourselves as we unpack the significance of all the spiritual blessings you give us in him, in our daily lives. In Jesus' name, amen. There was a chicken and a pig in a farmyard. A lorry went by with a picture of eggs and bacon on the side and the slogan, "The Great British Breakfast." "Look," said the chicken, "we're famous." "It's all right for you," said the pig. "You just have to make a contribution. For me, it's total commitment." So in our reading today, St. Paul wrote that you were buried with Christ in baptism and raised with him through your faith in the power of God who raised him from the dead. Jesus made the total commitment for us through his death on the cross. And we're invited to respond by committing our lives to Christ. We're invited to die to ourselves and come alive in Christ. Total commitment. As we start to follow Jesus and become Christians, or little Christs, as the first century nickname means, so what happens to us as we become Christians? What difference does it make? So let's start by looking at what St. Paul was saying when he built up to this statement that we are buried and raised with Christ. As we heard 2 weeks ago, Paul was praying for the church in Colossae. He wants these new Christians to grasp the difference that it makes to their lives, now that they have died with Christ and been raised to new life. Paul didn't want these new Christians deceived by false teaching, such things that a Christian needs special knowledge or to do mysterious spiritual practices. The only mystery is that God's nature is in Christ. It's in Christ that all wisdom and knowledge is to be found. everything that we can know about God is to be found in Jesus Christ. Paul writes, in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Wisdom and knowledge. And the order is important. Knowledge is only useful if we have the wisdom to apply it to life. You could be the most intellectual person in the world, but without common sense, or should I say, God's sense, it can't always help you to the full potential. We find all the treasure of wisdom and knowledge in Christ. So let's unpack the treasures that we have when we become Christians. Like all treasure, it's good to look at it and to study it as we take it out, like jewellery out of a box, looking at all the glittering and shiny and precious things that are in it. So what I'm going to do is to give us the opportunity to gaze at a series of treasures that we have in Christ, and the difference that these make to us when we become Christians. So each of these in the series that I'm going to show us has a key Bible verse and an accompanying image. So let's use the Bible verse and the image that goes with it to own these treasures in Christ for ourselves. So as each one comes up, I'll read the Bible verse, give a few words of explanation, and then pause for us to reflect, giving like a minute or so to look at the image and the verse and to reflect on that treasure that we have as we have become Christians. Does that make some sort of sense, the way we're going to go? That's good. Okay, so you are a child of God. This is the first difference that we have when we become Christians. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. Elsewhere, Paul speaks of being adopted into God's family. We've become his children, we're in his family, and when the Holy Spirit comes to live in us through our turning to Christ, we're able to know God as Father and to walk in our status as his children. So the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. So let's just reflect on that first point for a moment. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. So the second treasure, the Holy Spirit dwells in you. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you? So when we commit our lives to Jesus, then the Holy Spirit comes to live in us. Which, of course, was implied in the first of the treasures, the Spirit testifying to our spirit. But the Holy Spirit actually dwells in us. You and I become containers for the very nature of God himself. So the God who created the heavens and the earth and everything in it is living in us. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you? let's reflect upon the second treasure. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, the third treasure in Christ? You are a new creation. If anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, and the new is here. When Jesus was raised from the dead, he became the first person in the new creation, the sign that the whole world will be recreated in God's ways, overturning the consequences of the fall and humanity's disobedience to God. And as we die to ourselves by committing to Jesus, we share in his resurrection life and become part of that new creation. New life has begun and is on a journey to completion as we follow God's ways. The new creation has begun, but it's not yet complete. But as we follow Jesus and his ways, then we're part of that recreation process in the world. If anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, and the new is here. Your sins are all forgiven and forgotten. As Paul wrote in our reading this morning, he forgave us all our sins, having cancelled the written code with its regulations that was against us and stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. That is, Jesus took away the written record of charges against us, as if they'd all been written down. All our sins are forgiven. They've been nailed to the cross with Jesus. You see those images sometimes when there's a big demonstration and they will take, say, a flag and burn it up. Well, that written code of charges against us, it's all been ripped up, burnt up, nailed to the cross. And we can keep on taking hold of this truth by turning back to Jesus when we've messed up, freeing us from guilt and shame. Forgave us all our sins, having cancelled the written code with its regulations that was against us and stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. You have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Eternal life is living the best quality of life now and also beyond the grave. It's life lived with the difference that we see between a black and white image and a colour image. Life becomes more vivid and sharp and blazing with colour life does not end with death. And when Jesus returns, we shall have our full resurrection bodies. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So the sixth treasure. Been through five, just three to go. Your salvation is secure in Christ. Jesus said, I give them eternal life, that they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. God will hold on to us, come what may. We're secure in his hands. God will keep on transforming us and protect us from evil. Once in Christ, we will continue to be made free, to be made whole, to be forgiven, to be protected, to enjoy the benefits of eternal life. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. You're blessed with every spiritual blessing. Paul wrote, Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. The spiritual side of our lives is opened up when we become Christians. When I became a Christian, the big immediate difference was the ability to pray. It was like I was connected to a whole new communication channel. Before I was a Christian, I thought that prayer was nonsense. But now my words flowed to God and tapped into the resources of heaven. I was blessed with a sense of joy and peace. A whole new dimension to life had opened up before me, and to grow in the fruit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. The last treasure. You're part of the body of Christ. Now you are the body of Christ, and each of you is part of it. And we're all today part of God's church. Look around, you're not alone. We're here to support one another and to grow as Christians, to reflect God's new creation in the world, to make a difference to all aspects of our lives, our families, our workplaces, our communities. Church being a microcosm of God's new creation. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is part of it. So, 8 treasures that we've unpacked from the treasure chest that is Jesus Christ when we become Christians. All these things come into effect. Some things we realise immediately and other things gradually become real to us over time. But I wonder which one of these stands out to you. Are there one or two which particularly have impacted you as we've gone through them and as you've reflected on them? Child of God, Holy Spirit in you, new creation, sins forgiven, eternal life, salvation secure in Christ, spiritual blessings, part of the body of Christ. What I want to invite you to do now is to chat with those by your neighbour or those sitting by you, and share one or two that have impacted you as we've gone through them this morning. We'll just do that for a few minutes now as a way of trying to consolidate and to take hold of the treasures that we now have in Christ as Christians. Okay, let me pray as we draw the discussion to a conclusion. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge that are in the Lord Jesus. Just as we've received Christ Jesus as Lord, may we continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as we were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your total commitment to us, and we commit ourselves afresh this morning to unpacking the treasures in our lives and living them out. Amen.